Has joined. Has joined.
Toe to toe. I'm going to mute. Muting.
We'll be starting momentarily. We'll begin our connection. By our connection to the energy of certainty, which is a verse from Sivam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29.
Has joined.
getting some new people or people who want to join that don't have the new phone number. Give me 1 second. Finally. So I'm going to start with the L'shem Yehud and then connect to the energy of certainty by utilizing the verse from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'richu ishkite b'itchilu erchimu utkilu utkilu erchimu li'akda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Anenan Bekut Shabri
has joined.
Ila Wittata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada dikshot Vilela Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Vidahya Leya Mineya Ulam Hagabeya Kalana de Hakuhu Ovada dikshot Inun Wikola it's the Rich Bialma. They can find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or on mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom of the page. Once the landing page is opened up, please scroll down to where you see the title Rosh Chodesh Av. And the link is for Rosh Chodesh Av blog for the year 5780. That will be our handout for tonight. And when that opens up, please scroll slightly to the comments for the year 5779. We are about to enter into the last 9 days of the 3-week period. There are 2 positive days in these 9 days. The other 7 are not. The 2 positive days are tonight and tomorrow, which is Rosh Chodesh. And then of the 5th day of Av, which is Motzi Shabbat. And there will be a long night study for the Hilulah of the Ari. The Ri chose to leave this day, the 5th day of Av, which is halfway, absolutely in the middle of the 9 days. He chose to leave it on that day to connect to the energy of Hod Shibahot, because it's the fifth month, which is Av, and it's the fifth day of the month. And though that represents the connection to Hod Shibahot. And Hod Shibahot is the energy of the Torah without a connection to physicality. And we need that energy. Just as this coming Shabbat, we need the energy of the Parasha of Devarim. The Parasha of Devarim is always read before Tisha B'Av. The Parasha of Devarim has no Zohar. It has nothing to veil the energy of the five books of Moses. As the first reading in the book of Devarim, it has all of the energy of the book of Devarim. And the book of Devarim is not completed until after Sukkot. So we are talking about approximately 60 days from now. All this energy is concentrated that we are able to handle.
Has joined.
The energy of this 9 negative days. You all know I normally speak of the positivity. I'm looking for achieving balance. And we have the meditation tool, the 5 meditations that we utilize, that the Ari taught us how to veil the energy of the 3 weeks. And it works during the 9 days as well. And yet we need these additional positive energy that Hashem in His mercy has created and allowed the Ari to choose to leave on the fifth day of the fifth month. The reading of Devarim, which provides very positive energy. But how can you call it positive energy when it's a rebuke? It's a statement of correction, of wake up and realize we've made these mistakes. He's not talking to us about what the people did in the desert. He's talking to us about what we have done. I'm beginning to read from the handout, from the comments that we did last year for 5779. The Hebrew month of Av, which is also called Menachem Av, the consoler of Av, the consoler of the Father, because the word Av, Aleph Bet, is the word for father. And it is the fifth of the 12 months of the Hebrew calendar. The name Av literally means father. But its shoresh, its root, means to desire. Is the father the root of all our families' desires? It's the month of the low point of the Hebrew calendar, on the 9th of Av, the day the sin of the spies, the day they came back and spoke their Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. But that's their issue. Why did it affect the nation the way it did? Why did the people accept the Lashon Hara? They'd been told by Moshe, who heard it from God, and they'd seen Moshe do all the miracles that God allowed him to do and provided the energy to do. And yet, when the people said, we cannot win because the other nations are more powerful and more strong, and the people, we, you and I, accepted those statements as truth. No, you didn't do it in this body, but you did it in this soul, or with this soul. How can you avoid the consequences of that? There's only one way. It's called teshuvah. But we're still doing Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. We read in the newspapers about all the chaos that's happening in the land of Israel. It's Lashon Hara. But someone will say, but it's the truth. And that's when I have to explain again, once again. Lashon Hara is truthful statements. But the consciousness of the person saying the Lashon Hara, the consciousness of the person hearing the Lashon Hara, that consciousness is, I'm glad I'm not there. So what has Hashem done in his mercy? We have a pandemic where every country in the world, where every place in the world has been equalized. It's just as fearful. It's just as scary as every other place. So you can no longer think, have the consciousness, thankfully, I'm here and not there. The destructions of the first and second temples took place on the 9th of Av. Except that they didn't. It was nearby. The first temple was destroyed on the 8th of Av, the second on the 9th of Av. And so the sages said, let's commemorate the two destructions at the same time on the 9th of Av. But then you have the real teaching. The temple is still there. The temple was never destroyed. So why can't I see it? And that season we mourn. Not that the temple was destroyed. Not that we're commemorating a historical event. I'm mourning that I can't see the temple, that I have veiled myself so seriously that I can't see the truth. I can't see the reality that the temple is still there. That is the mourning, M-O-U-R-N, that I'm going through during these 9 days. Days after the 9th, the 15th of Av, Tu B'Av, is the happiest day of the year. It's the most positive energy of the year. How do you go from the negativity of the 9th of Av to the happiest day of the year in 6 days? You can't even say it's because of Shabbat, because there's no guarantee that in the 6 days there will be a Shabbat, although normally there is. Most of the time there is. The holiday of Tu B'Av is the celebration of the month that is controlled by the sun, with the vessel of the full moon. All of the energy of the sun is being shared with the moon on the 15th day of the month of Av. It's the unity of the sun and the moon. It happens every Hebrew month. It happens always on the 15th day. What makes this month special and most positive energy is the fact that it's the unity of the month controlled by the sun with the moon receiving all of the energy of the sun. In other months, it's receiving all the energy, but it's sharing that energy with another month. It's sharing that energy because the energy is flowing through a filter that lessens its impact. The Mashiach is born on the 9th of Av. It's the most negative day of the year, and yet it's the most positive day. The Mashiach is born on the 9th of Av, where does it come to fruition? We have a prophecy that says it's going to come to fruition. The manifestation of the Mashiach will be on Sukkot. Sukkot is 60 days from Tu B'Av. Now, what does the number 60 represent? It represents the six Sephirot of Zeran, with a full complement of 10 Sephirot in each of them. So 6 times 10 is 60. These are the 60 days between Tu B'Av and Sukkot. And what is Sukkot? Sukkot is the happiest days of the year. Why is it a happy day on Sukkot for 7 days? because those are the days we are sharing with the other energies through the sacrifices of the 70 bulls. Av is the month during which many calamities befell the children of Israel. Of all these misfortunes, the most prominent is the destruction of both temples. But they didn't get destroyed. So, what's the most prominent? That I can't see the temple. During the month of Tammuz, we corrected, as much as we were willing to correct, our vision. Why? So that we could hear the blowing of the shofar that comes from the temple, which is why the sense that is corrected during the month of Av is the sense of hearing. If we had corrected the sense of during Tammuz, we would be able to see the temple still. And there are people who still see the temple. Each time these destructions that are illusion are followed by the exile. Once, after the first temple for 70 years to Babylonia, and once to Rome that has lasted 1,000 years. Why is it so long? What has delayed the Mashiach? We could give you many different answers to that question. And each of us needs to look into our own hearts to know what is our part in the delay of the coming of Mashiach. For many of those 2,000 years, the teachings were, not with the Kabbalah, but the teachings generally were, we're waiting for Mashiach. But the real answer is, we have to bring Mashiach. And we do that consciously, with our desire for the Mashiach. And that's what the month of Av is about, building our desire. How do we build our desire? In every month there is a holiday, except a few months. And in every month there is a holiday, there's a ritual associated with that holiday that lets us build our desire. It lets us cleanse a certain aspect of our characters, our character traits. During the month of Av, it's about relationships between males and females. And this is the correction of the month of Av. During the month of Av, we need to correct hearing. But how do you correct hearing unless you have learned to listen? How do you learn to listen? We all know that words can hurt. We know that words can motivate change. We all know that when a woman uses a word, she has a meaning and an understanding, what's called a connotation. And when the man uses the same word, he has a meaning and an understanding. And it's called a connotation. But the female connotation and the male connotation are not the same. And unless each listens to the other, they will never find the way to unify the hearing. That is the correction of the month of Av. The month of Av is a sign of fire, a masculine sign, a day sign which brings illness. It is the sign of gold, silver, precious stones, and diamonds, and of the blacksmith. Those born under the sign of Leo are dominant over others by their rights, or at least they think they're right. They think they are entitled. And that's the issue. You're not entitled to anything, except you have the opportunity to serve Hashem. Will you do more during the upcoming months? Will you do more to serve Hashem in what He asks you to do than you did this year? As you grow in your service to Hashem, these are the actions that will bring Mashiach. These are not the actions of waiting for Mashiach. Take that out of your mind. You are here to bring Mashiach. And every day that you cannot see the temple is a day that you destroyed the temple. But the temple didn't get destroyed. So if you can't see the temple, you haven't corrected the sense of sight. You haven't learned to listen so that you can break the klipah that's covering the sight. Born under the sign of Leo, besides being dominant or thinking they're dominant over others, they overpower. They're quick to anger. They're passionate. They're effusive and true to their word and adept at fashioning ornaments of gold, silver, and precious stones. These are the conclusions of astrologers. They do not take account of life beyond the influence of the stars. Jewish history does bear out some of these tendencies in two contrasting directions. The ninth of Av was a day of the destruction of the temples, or the concealment of the temples. And it's a fast day. In contrast to the 15th day of Av, Tu B'Av, which is a day of joy. In this month, we cultivate correct hearing, more importantly, listening. And it's alluded to in the name of the tribe of this month, which is Shimon, which comes from the word for hearing, or more importantly, from listening, Shema. During the 9 days, from the 1st to the 9th, it's not recommended to eat meat or to listen to music. These are signs of mourning for the loss of the temple, or the concealment of the temple. On the 9th day of Av, we mourn for the holy temple, which was destroyed by the lion-like nations of Babylon and Rome, hence the association with the sign of Leo. The letter governing the month is Tet, which has the negative meaning of quicksand, but it is also the first letter of Tov, which means good. Is quicksand good? We can reach the highest levels by transforming the lowest levels into good. And that's the relationship between quicksand and Tov. Quicksand sucks you in. It draws you down so that you can cleanse it and rise to higher levels than you ever could before being drawn to the lowest level. Rosh Chodesh Av, the Mazel Aryeh, the new moon of the month of Av, the sign of Leo, is entering today. It is known that Leos are passionate, grandiose, exuberant, and quite generous people, being great providers. Leos are to be admired due to their innate long-range sight and sense of command. They may even ask for the opinion of others for some reason, but they actually rely on only on their own capacity. No wonder the regent of this sign is the sun and only the sun. Therefore, Leos are prone to be charismatic leaders, mobilizing all others toward their aim, though not necessarily toward what the others are asking for. Hence their difficulty in truly listening to others. Those who have relatives and close friends born under this glorious sign may lovingly say Leos are not born, they debut. It is said that Leo people who master the art of heat are a blessing. Their warmth is contagious, and they and everyone around them benefit a lot from that. However, when an imbalance takes place, such warmth may be transformed into a wild heat, and this may push away or push them into self-sufficiency, up to arrogance, in a dramatic, sad, and enslaving way, all in order to keep the absolute control on everything and everyone, drawing to their lives the undesirable flattery of the others. Diametrically opposed to the sign of Leo, there is the unpredictable sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is a sign that loves to share mainly knowledge for the sake of the own and others' freedom, because knowledge frees and takes away the well-established illusion of power, enabling a better and more tranquil life, not only to oneself, but to all around and the world as a whole. Thus say the experts, Leos can enjoy life with less distress by activating the cool Aquarius sense of freedom, remembering that everybody has all signs spread all over the individual astrological chart. Hence, everyone is somehow under the influence of the sign of the month. Chodesh Av told to all of us from listening to Hashem's messages in our lives. This is on the month of Av in its sense, the sense of hearing. To learn Kabbalah, we have to be a pure channel to listen and receive from our teachers. In general, one of the main ways to receive is to listen. This fits in with the sense of the month of Av, which is hearing. Av is the month to develop sensitivities to hear the messages for growth that Hashem is sending us through the difficulties we come up against in our lives. A whisper suffices for the wise, but a fool needs flagellation. The more eloquently we decode Hashem's messages for our lives, the less we will need uncomfortable reminders. Removing the negative expectations which block us from hearing. Now, I have spent the last 30 minutes telling you that this is a negative month. So what do you expect the month to be? It's not going to be negative for you. Why not? Because you are a spiritual person, or you wouldn't be listening to this. And as a spiritual person, you're going to learn, you're going to make the effort to listen. You're going to utilize the meditations because you've listened. You're going to veil the energy so that your vessel can handle it because you listen. The month of Av is the month of destructions or concealments of our temples because of senseless hatred between us. Whenever people have a hard time getting along, it's usually due to communication problems and misunderstandings. The story which originally leads to the destruction of the Second Temple was based on a misunderstanding and a mix-up between the names of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. When we feel animosity towards someone, it's because we are not making the effort to really hear where that person is coming from. Bottom line, most of the problems between people are due to our difficulty with truly listening to one another. We often have preconceived notions about what we expect the other person to say, which blocks us from really listening to them. Instead, what we are hearing is our own voice. We think it's theirs. For example, if we experienced a lot of criticism in our childhood, then we may read criticism into everyone's words. If we have trust issues, we may believe that people are saying things to take advantage of us and to trick us, even if this is not the case. When we keep showing suspicion rather than openness to listen and receive what others have to offer, by way of the law of attraction, others may actually begin to harbor resentment. So the month of Av is about fixing our relationships by removing negative expectations and really opening our hearts to hear what the people in our lives are telling us. Listening with our hearts. When we learn the skill of listening with our hearts, We may even develop a flair for detecting unspoken words, hearing what others are not telling us and what they may meant to say. Their facial expressions, their body language may give it away. We can then be preemptive in our communication, saying words of comfort for unexpressed pains. A good practice for the month of Av is to listen intently to others and note the deeper truth behind their words. This takes time. This takes patience. This takes slowing down our fast-paced, multitasked, accelerated routine. But what have you been doing for the last 4 months sitting at home with the pandemic? Strengthening your inner hearing when you come of age, as you move towards this coming new year of 5781. We'll be discussing that shortly. Perhaps one of the reasons that people lose hearing when they grow older could be according to the principle of a turn for a turn, measure for measure. Mida keneged mida. When someone didn't take proper advantage of the sense of hearing, then he, God forbid, may lose it. Moreover, being harder of hearing causes people to become closer to one another in order to be able to hear. When their external hearing is weakened, it prompts them to strengthen their internal listening skills. This way, Hashem helps people open their heart and grow closer as they gracefully age. Listen to the words of our own prayer every time we say the Amidah. Every time we call out to Hashem in prayer, listen to our own prayers. What are we saying? Every time you say Shema Yisrael, hear the source of unity. Hear our prayer. Hear what we are supposed to hear. As much as the Shema Yisrael, the centerpiece of Jewish prayer, is about unifying Hashem in the world, it is also about amplifying our sense of inner hearing. When we open ourselves to truly hear with our heart, we open ourselves to hear the inner voice of our own soul, our own neshama. May we all merit during this upcoming month of Av to really hear each other, Hashem, and the words of our own prayers. May we thereby fix our relationships and become a pure channel for love and acceptance. And may we merit hearing the prayers of the Kohen Gadol in the Bet HaMikdash, in the temple. May we reveal the temple in order to hear the prayers of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the energy of the month of Av is that of desire, is that of Father. But why is it called Menachem Av, the comforting Av? Will we become comforted? Or will we be the comforter? The correction is that of listening, by hearing ourselves. Listening to our inner sense. The modern tribal connection is that of Shimon. But Shimon is connected to harsh judgment. In ancient times, the tribe was Issachar, the student of Torah. Which would you choose to have? A connection to judgment or a connection to Torah? The totem for the month of Av is the chamor, the donkey, but it's really talking about physicality. The people born under the sign of Av are dealing with this attitude that they deserve. Instead of getting into the mud and fixing the mud, cleaning the mud, becoming all that they can be. The tribal stone is a sapphire with its quality of healing. The tribal herb is myrrh, one of the 11 components, more, mem vav resh. And the house is the house of children. Why is it connected to the Leo? Because the Leo is the father, and the children want to be close to the father. Or should I say parents? Aryeh has a gematria of 216. Aryeh means the lion. This is the sign of Leo. And there are 216 letters in the 72 names of God. 3 times 72 is 216. Is the gematria of Gevurah, judgment, power, strength, discernment. Direction is east. But two words in Hebrew mean east. One is kedem and one is mizrach. Mizrach means to shine, as the sun shines. The other, kedem, has the meaning of beginning. The sun begins in the east. The Sephirah of Hod is very much connected to this sign of Leo, very much connected to the month of Av. But what is the essence of Hod? By now you should know. Hod means thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude. But are you expressing gratitude to Hashem? Or are you expressing gratitude to his servants? If you're expressing gratitude to his servants, this is the path to idol worship. Always express gratitude to Hashem directly. The permutation for the month of Tetragrammaton is He, Vav, Yud, He. He, Wayo, He. There are two letters associated with the month and the planet. The month is associated with the letter Tet. And we saw the Tet has the dual aspects. You can look at the letter Tet and see the dual aspects. You can see a line on the left and the curve on the right. These are the dual aspects. And that's why the first 10 days, 9 days of are negative and the rest of the month is positive. But you must pass through the 3 weeks, you must pass through the 9 days before you can break forth into song, until you can break forth into joy and happiness, which manifest on Tu B'Av. And the letter Kaf, which means your palm, the letter Kaf created the sun. But the palm will the palm get you out of the quicksand? Think about it. The palm goes flat. You push down on the quicksand. It is a path out of the quicksand. Use your palm. Use the heat of the sun to melt, evaporate the water that has created the quicksand. We're out of time, so we're just going to move into the Tetragrammaton. Not the Tetragrammaton. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Serura, Aleph Gimel, Yotaf Sadi. This verse, these six letters, connect through their gematria to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. This is the meditation. How do we engender unconditional love? By thinking that the other person is entitled. The other person has the spark of Hashem within them. The other person deserves whatever I can share with them. This is Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Ra, which means to tear up, Satan, the name of the negative force that gives us free will. Rearrange the letters, it becomes Sha'ar Katan, the small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and especially our mouth, because our mouth is the organ that causes Lashon Hara. Our mouth is the organ that allows us to correct Lashon Tov, Our mouth is the organ that begins everything. And if we speak words of truth with the consciousness of sharing, then we have no worries for the attributes that will manifest during these 9 days. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Daled Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Daled has a gematria 57, which is the Hebrew word Zan, Zion Nun. And Zan is the energy of sustenance. Feel the flow of sustenance flowing into you during this month of Av. Feel the flow. Watch it manifest. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing and take it out of our body where we can rejuvenate it. We can heal it. We can allow it to heal. And then once it is healed, we can put it back in the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do perfectly. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. This sequence connects to the letters Kaf and Tet. This sequence connects to the Tetragrammaton, the permutation for the month of Av. Hey, why, oh, hey, please stand and say with me. Hey, why, oh, hey, 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 hey, why, oh, hey. Hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh. Hey, why, yo, hey, 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 hey. Kasin kadosh, berov tuka, na'el adatecha. Et kufet, et nunayim. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod. Hod is the fifth month. Hod is the fifth day. Hod is the day the Ari chose to leave. Hod is appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid Geyeh Lampa Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumo Shin kufav tzadiyuta. The sixth verse, the seventh verse connects to the four worlds through the first two letters, Gematria of 400. Connects to perfection, completion. 4 × 10 × 10. The last four letters. As a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. And it connects to unconditional love, and we learn that the path to completion, the path to perfection is only through injecting unconditional love to every step in the process. And the eighth verse of the Anabatok we say in a whisper. I wish you all Chodesh Tov. A quick reminder that tomorrow the 2 o'clock class is canceled. And that the Deep Zohar at 4:30 and the 7 o'clock class of questions and answers tomorrow will be going forward. I hope you'll join us in one of those two classes or any of the other classes during the week. Does anyone have any questions as we bid the Chodesh Tov to each and every one of you? Are there any questions? Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Shalom gadol to all.
Chodesh Tov.
Unmuted.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
It is a month
of joy.
Just don't be exuberant during the first 9 days.
Chodesh Tov.